The Senate Committee on Finance and Revenue is open. Good morning, everyone. One bill up today. I'll open up a public hearing and work session on Senate Bill 197. And Kyle's going to give us a quick briefing, and Senator Girard is here. We've seen this bill before on a different bill, same idea, and we had a relating clause problem with it, but we're back here hopefully to pass it out this morning. Go ahead, Kyle.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. So Senate Bill 197 is here primarily just to use the relating to clause. So there is a amendment, the dash one we have up on the list. It is a gut and stuff amendment. And it looks very similar to Senate Bill 865 that the committee last heard on the 29th of April. But as you were saying, as the chair was just mentioning, there was a relating to clause issue with 865. So 197 with the dash one amendment, what the measure would do is it allows the county by ordinance or resolution to exempt the first $250,000 of assessed value of homesteads of surviving spouses of a fire service professional or a police officer killed in the line of duty. The exemption applies to all taxes, fees, and charges and assessments imposed on the homesteads located in the county. It does define homestead as real or personal property that is owner-occupied primary residence, and it does require the surviving spouse seeking the exemption to file an application prescribed by the Department of Revenue with the county assessor on or before April 1 of the year preceding the first property tax year for which the exemption is sought. So in the first property tax year, they have to file an application years after it would not be required. It does require, there is specific information that has to be included on the application, certification, and so forth. And the measure would take effect on the 91st day following adjournment, sine die. We do have the paperwork. There's no fiscal impact. And the revenue impact, this is a permissive one. It is available to the counties, but there's no requirement to do so. So it's only after a county, by ordinance or resolution, puts this in place that then property taxes would become exempt.
Senator Draw.
We didn't have any else.
Thank you, Chair Hass. As most of you know, I thought this bill was dead, but it's been resurrected. I think your staff did a good job of outlining it. Basically, it's property tax relief for the surviving spouse. There is a ceiling of $250,000 on it. It is permissive, so the counties that really can't afford it obviously don't have to do it. They can kind of write their own rules as to how they want to do it. I think it's a very good bill, and it should pass.
Senator Boquist.
Senator Gerard, you do know that most bills that Kyle works with here that I have all died in the House, so you're prepared for that.
Geez, I've had a few over there, too, that have not done well. And I want you to know that this probably will be the last thing that you do, and I just have had the kiss of death on committees here lately, so.
Mr. Chair. Since you're going to do the eulogy, you're happy to do the eulogy on the floor if this bill passes on committee?
Yeah, I will do a eulogy.
There was a long line there. I don't think this is the exclusive club.
Yeah, no kidding. All five members of this committee's bill. So,
so open it up for any questions. If
other questions for Senator Girard? It's pretty plain. We've looked at it before. We have nobody else signed up to testify on this bill.
Just looking for a seat because there's no other committees open, right?
Yes, and we are in a work session on Senate Bill 190.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash ones into SB 197 dated 6/25/15.
Senator Boquist moves the dash ones into Senate Bill 197. Discussion? Objection? Seeing none. It's ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move SB 197 as amended with the dash one to the floor with a due pass.
Senator Boquist moves Senate Bill 197 to the floor of the Oregon State Senate as amended. Any discussion? Seeing none. Any objection? Seeing none, Senate Bill 197 goes to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a due pass recommendation, and Senator Girard will be the carrier.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, we'll be on standby the rest of this week. We have nothing in the pipeline as of now, but as you know, at this time of year, things change. And so we have 1 hour notice, and it is likely that we'll have the full Joint Tax Credit Committee tomorrow. So stand by for that.
Likely early. Likely in the morning.
Nine-ish. finish. Yeah. Okay. We are adjourned. We are adjourned.